This is an RNIB talking book.
The Babysitter's Club, Collection 1, by Anne M. Martin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Babysitter's Club, Collection 1.
Book 1. Christie's Great Idea. First Chapter. The Babysitter's Club. I'm proud to say it was totally my idea, even though the four of us worked it out together. Us is Marianne Spear, Claudia Kishi, Stacy McGill, and me, Christie Thomas. I got the idea on the first Tuesday afternoon of the autumn term. It was a very hot day. It was so hot that in my unair-conditioned school, Stony Brook Middle School, the teachers had opened every single window and door and turned off all the lights. My hair stuck damply to the back of my neck, and I wished I had a rubber band so I could pull it into a long ponytail. Bees flew into the classroom and droned round our heads, and Mr. Redmond, our teacher, let us stop working to make fans out of cartridge paper. The fans didn't do much except keep the bees away, but it was nice to take up 10 minutes of geography making them. Anyway, that stifling afternoon dragged on forever, and when the hands of the clock on the front wall of our classroom finally hit 2:42 and the bell rang, I leapt out of my seat and shouted, "Hooray!" I was just so glad that it was time to get out of there. I like school and everything, but sometimes enough is enough. Mr. Redmond looked shocked. He was probably thinking he'd been so nice letting us make fans, and there I was, not appreciating...